Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station where we help those with ADHD pay attention to attention. With your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Topper.
Welcome, everybody, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper. Tonight, we got a great show, ADHD Characteristics of a Strength. And with us in our virtual studio is Caroline McGuire. Tonight's show, we hope that you'll find fascinating. We talk about ADHD, passion, interests, strengths, talents, gifts, and all those types of things. It's a little bit of a dog's breakfast of things that are out there. The challenge of identifying strengths is sometimes you can't really define them as a word or a thing, but we kind of delve into what to look for in the area where they're starting to show up. Real quickly, tonight is Wednesday, September the 6th in the year 2017 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We want to remind everybody that the upcoming 2017 annual conference on ADHD is around the corner. This year it's going to be in Atlanta, Georgia. You can learn more information on that by going to chadd.org. And it's November the 9th through the 12th. I know that I'm going to be there. We hope that you will attend. It's being put on this year by Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Disorder, or commonly referred to as CHAD, and the Attention Deficit Disorder Association. So it promises to be a big event. As has been for some time now, we are thrilled to have this show being brought to you by CHAD. They've got a tip for you, so we'll roll that tip and get into the show.
Are you struggling with managing ADHD, your own or your child's? Connect and recharge at the annual International Conference on ADHD with CHAD and ADDA. For more information, go to helpforadhd.org. That's H-E-L-P, the number 4, ADHD.org.
Thanks again, CHAD, for your continued support. If you're not familiar with CHAD, they're the largest not-for-profit organization that advocates on behalf of those with ADHD. If you're not a member, we encourage you to become a member. They've got a lot of great member benefits, Attention Magazine, Axie Experts, all kinds of forums, discounts, all kinds of stuff like that. But really the reason to do it is to support the organization, because they are the largest organization that advocates on behalf of those with ADHD. They do a lot of work with different regulatory agencies. It's our mouth on Capitol Hill. And for those reasons, we need to come together and support them. So you can learn more about membership by going to chadd.org. With that, let's get into the meat of the show. Again, the idea of today is really to kind of give you the characteristics that are present in a situation where a person is exhibiting a strength, a talent, or a gift. We spent some time with Caroline McGuire on this topic in an interview that was pre-recorded. We hope you enjoy it. We'll roll the tape. We're here with Caroline McGuire, and we're here to talk about characteristics of a strength. And Caroline, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much. I appreciate you having me.
You know, Caroline, I'm excited about kind of doing this show because I've done a lot of shows on career counseling and performance and talents and stuff like that. And we talked about some of those areas, but what's one of my most favorite thing in coaching is actually coaching people to help them understand their gifts and their talents. And I've done other shows before. What drives me nuts is a skill, knowledge, and experience is not necessarily a gift or a talent. To me, a gift or a talent is one of those things that you just perform better than other people. You were born with it. And people look at things sometimes, and there's a lots of strengths that are not very recognizable. And I just thought it'd be fun if you and I talked about the characteristics that are there, so people can begin to hone in and identify things a little bit easier. Because I guess I want to kind of begin with, you know, to me, what's interesting, Caroline, is a strength is not really always a word. Sometimes it's a description and not really easy to recognize. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, it's so funny you should be talking about this, because I just had this conversation with a client, and one of the things that we talked about was that, you know, sometimes a strength, especially when you're young, isn't something that you necessarily can look at a list and pinpoint it. To me, it's more like a transferable skill. Or I have a little story. It's something that is fun and something that you do so naturally. I had a girl this week, actually, who she was in science class, and they describe, you know, all these historical scientists. And for her, she was really excited to hear about Madame Curie or whoever. And so rather than doing her homework, she stayed up all night investigating all these scientists. And of course, her parents are furious and all this. But what I recognized, Jeff, was it is a strength, this love of learning, this lust to learn more, the research. But it's not something that I could open a book and put a little finger on and say, there's your future career. It's not that simple, but it's this kernel that we need to pay attention to.
Yeah. So hang on, I'm making a note. So I tell you what, well, you gave me some insights here because I was thinking about doing this one thing. Let's do this a little bit differently. So I'm going to describe a couple things where I was working with some people and it was vague. Because sometimes they're kind of hard to find. So I was coaching this guy who really was drawn to music. And he tinkers around with a lot of stuff. But he's really drawn to music, and he plays a couple instruments. But, you know, Caroline, it's interesting to me because he doesn't like to practice. But he likes music. He's drawn to it for some reason. And there's music theory that he kind of puts together with. He's very satisfied when he's around music. And he's very confident, but again, he doesn't really like to do it. He doesn't like to practice it, at least. And there's some things that are there, but when you listen to him, it seems to be he has a hard time because he's going through music school. He's drawn to music, but there's so many things that we're running into that doesn't really kind of fit. And it's funny because there's characteristics that I'm looking for that are typically present when a person is good at. Number one is they enjoy practicing. They learn it really, really, really quick. They're very satisfied when they're doing it. They have a lot of confidence. They're very consistent. They tend to have a good knowledge around it. And what I really – the biggest characteristics is when it comes really easy for them and they think everybody else can do it. So those are the things that are there. And when I'm working with people and there's something that's there and they're drawn to it, that the passion is there, but there's some areas where there's – those things don't fit. It's like, okay, I'm not really looking at the same thing. So it was fascinating. This individual that I was coaching, was musical doing this, I began to talk to him over a longer period of time, and we really began to deconstruct. Like, was there, and I was kind of curious, like, he's drawn to this. He wants to do it, but he's struggling with it. And all of a sudden, we began to realize he likes how music is put together. He's tried to compose some stuff before and he does it, but he doesn't really like it. But all of a sudden, it kind of came out as a conductor. And with that little shift, it's about how music is put together. He doesn't create the music, doesn't like to practice the music. But as I've learned from him is that one conductor can take a piece of music and have it sound completely different from another conductor just based on how it's kind of put together. And it's fascinating to me because when we do that, these characteristics of the strength and talent kind of fall into place in this area. And I just really want to kind of talk about is when you're dealing with somebody in that, these characteristics that I've described, again, super fast learning, a lot of satisfaction, confidence, some consistency, they have some knowledge, they have passion around it. In summary, it comes really easy for them. Is this thing that sometimes it's in this area called music, but it's not that. It's maybe how music is put together, or maybe it's promoting music or something. And I think people get kind of caught up in some of that stuff. But if you watch those characteristics, it kind of help you find it. So I just described a lot in that particular example to kind of deconstruct this a little bit. I want to kind of share your thoughts around this.
Well, Jeff, what I think is so interesting about this is something you may not even know about me is that I was in human resources for years and years. And one of my particular interest that I've always observed is that most people, what they end up doing in their passion, a lot of it is not necessarily as easy to detect. And there's a million ways that a strength can be used, and there's a million opportunities to use it. But most people don't know about those opportunities, so they don't seek them, right? Mm-hmm. And so one of the things I'm hearing you talk about is that the fun for the person, they're even experiencing maybe emotions of exhilaration or even peace.
Yep.
But it's not as recognizable and as, you know, this is necessarily going to be a job. And I think that what I love about what you're saying is you're asking people to pay attention to what they enjoy, what's easy for them, rather than immediately moving to, therefore, I must be a musician. Because when we try to move toward that, we're not paying attention to the absolute core things that make things work for us and that demonstrate that something is our strength. We're trying to pigeonhole it. And you're kind of saying, pay attention to those characteristics that make it fun, enjoyable, something you are good at.
Yeah, I'm glad you're saying that because it's kind of helped me. And forgive me if I'm talking out loud here a little bit, Caroline. A lot of people just like to label strengths or label things. So in this one, it's not music. It's actually how this is put together, the patterns that's there. It's really not music. It's just the medium in which it's done, if that makes some sense. You know, I've talked to other people like I've had people before where they were really good at being noticed. Now, they might be a tennis player or they might be in marketing, but being really good at being noticed is not necessarily in that. I mean, it can cross genres and titles and stuff like that, but it's not like I'm a good marketing person, I'm a good salesperson. Those are just titles and stuff like that. The function of what they do is kind of the thing that's kind of buried under. I think people get really confused by some of that stuff. And again, today's just kind of sort through this a little bit because it's not the label. It's kind of what you do and what comes easy for you within that.
Yeah, I think that that's absolutely true. I think you have to think about things, you know, and in a more expansive way is what I'd say.
Yep,
it's like,
yep.
Can you think about things and rather than putting a label on it, can you just really just start to pay attention? Pay attention to what is something that satisfies you rather than I have to put a label on this. You'll get the label. But you won't get the label if you don't pay attention to the underlying information.
I'm having a little bit of an aha that I want to go into, but I think let's go to break real quick. When we come back, we're going to jump into it because I think he's just sparked a great way to articulate. Everybody, to learn more about Caroline, go to necoaching.com. The N stands or NE stands for New England. To learn more about me, go to digcoaching.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an EDGE Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Managing ADHD is about pausing before you ponder and proceed. This opportunity to practice pausing is being brought to you by digcoaching.com. The Attention Talk Network has over 450 interviews and more than 210 hours of programming, which is overwhelming if you think about it. That's why I've made my list top 10 favorite Attention Talk radio interviews. Download the list at www.digcoaching.com/ATR.
And now back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back. We're here with Caroline McGuire. We're talking about characteristics of a strength and So, you know, it's kind of funny. I always like this show, Caroline, because you get to talk to experts on this. And so often I get some ahas in it. And I think we're talking about the characteristic of the strength. And I think that you did a really good job before the break. It's sometimes listen for and look for the characteristics to point to where it is. And then if there's a title, let it reveal, or a label, let it reveal itself. So often people look at something like a title or this thing, and then they try to force whatever it is to fit in that. And I think that's why these characteristics are so important, because I found is that when all these things kind of come together, you're right on top of something that comes easy to you. Matter of fact, one of my characteristics is usually it comes so easy to person, they think everybody else can do it. And they actually, they don't denigrate it, but they think low of it because they don't realize how good they are. But the process that we're talking about is not labeling it to find it. It's actually looking for these characteristics and let what you're good at reveal itself. Is that better articulated now?
I think that's really well articulated. And I think that's also that patience, that if you continue to pay attention to what fulfills you, your desires, what you would do if you could spend a day doing something, what's fun for you, something's going to reveal itself. And I think especially in my realm with children, you know, I have a girl this week who is telling me how she loves fencing, and fencing is like afternoon of her week. And she jokes that she's becoming a knight, you know, she's going to prepare to be a knight.
Yep.
But the point is, people are going to push the people to pay attention and put this right into a label. No, take your time and pay attention. What is it about this fencing? What is it about art? What is it about something that, what are the basic core components? And to try to, you know, journal about it and observe it and articulate it, rather than moving right into pigeonholing yourself, because you're going to get there to the label. You are. But if you don't pay attention, then you're not going to look at all the ways that this is a transferable strength. This is something you can use in many ways.
Well, it's interesting because I'm just, as you're describing that, I'm just sitting there listening to, she loves fencing, right? And what is it really that could be there? And all of a sudden I'm seeing movement, and I'm seeing certain positions and the learning of tactically how you do something and how you interact with it. That three-dimensional physical, where your body is in space and something, might be it might be the same thing that would make you good at certain martial arts.
Exactly.
It's not necessarily fencing potentially. It could be just good at where I am three-dimensionally in space related to something else and how I move. You might be very intuitive about that. It could be the learning side of it. It opens itself up to all kinds. It's not necessarily just fencing per se. And again, part of this is beginning to listen and let it reveal itself and using these characteristics to kind of chime in. And this is the thing that I don't think a lot of people do, because they lock themselves in and narrow their mind, thinking if it's a real good strength, I probably need to make $1 million off of it or whatever. And it's not. And you can't hear these things unless you turn those filters off and just get curious.
Absolutely. I think it also goes back to something you and I talk about, which is that performance paralysis, right? When we when we kind of push people and push them about where they have to fit and what they should be willing to know and the very, very narrow definitions, with the ADHD brain, we shut down. And so, I'm not saying take the rest of your life to figure out what you want to do or what your strengths are, but I'm saying give yourself permission to look at what really comes as second nature. And it's fun, because ultimately, you usually have fun at things you're good at.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Not always, but usually. And I say that, you know, we have Caroline and I have a good friend named Jill who's got, I've heard her speak. She's got an incredible gift for tone and pitch. And she says, she knows she's really, really good at it, but she just doesn't really have a passion for it, which is actually something to kind of throw out there. Just because you're good at it doesn't mean that you always have it. However, usually they're tied together, but it's always just something to know is that they're not necessarily dependent on each other. So
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is a worthy thing. There's sometimes where students will tell me, I'm really good at this, but I don't want to do it. But there might be some kernel in that that you do enjoy and you want to pause and pay attention.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Tell you what, I want to kind of span what gets in the way of seeing what strengths are out there. But let's do that when we come back from the break. Everybody, check out Caroline's website. Learn more about her at necoaching.com, and you can find out more of me at digcoaching.com. With that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
The Attention Talk Network has over 450 interviews and more than 210 hours of programming, which is overwhelming if you think about it. That's why I've made my list top 10 favorite Attention Talk radio interviews. Download the list at www.digcoaching.com/ATR.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with Caroline McGuire. We're having a spirited conversation about characteristics of a strength and kind of how to find things that you're good at, talented, not just necessarily skills, knowledge, and experience. And we've emphasized the notion of not labeling things and trying to force yourself into that, but more just kind of looking some space and a little self-observation and anything that you sit down and you do, where you're drawn to it, a little bit of passion, where you feel satisfaction, you're prone to practice, super fast learning, you have some consistency with it, and really anything that really kind of comes easy for you. Just realize that sometimes you've got to go through some other domains to do things to kind of get there. Like earlier, to learn how the music is put together, you might actually have to play the music and experience it for a period of time to acquire that. It doesn't mean that you're a musician per se or that's it, but it's sometimes you have to play with it to kind of get there. And the idea is to use these things to help people really kind of get to the core of what they're good at. And again, Caroline, this is one of my favorite areas of coaching. Few people ever let me get to do it, which is fascinating. But I think it's hard to do, and I think that's why not a lot of people do it. But that's what the fun stuff is because if you sit there and you delve into this and you try to meet it where it is, it's really fascinating when you can excavate something where somebody say, this specifically is a talent of yours that they didn't necessarily know about. So I did want to talk about, I do think there's some things that get in the way that inhibit people from really knowing what they're good at. And I think you alluded to one of them, that's pressure. You want to talk more about that?
Yeah, I think that one of the things that happens is that the ADD brain does not respond well to pressure. It actually shuts down. This is neurological. This is proven. And I think that one of the other things is that it just makes sense for any human being that pressure kind of is something that puts a timeline on things. And it also it makes it so that people feel that they must meet certain standards. And that's not necessarily the best way to uncover passion and strength. I kind of go back to something my grandmother used to say, if you do what you love, fame and fortune will follow, assuming that you must find this one way of being. And I do think that what parents and other people are striving for is someone to have direction and have passion. And that's what we all want. But when we really put too much pressure on, I think people tend to make decisions too fast, and they shut down to the point where they can't pause and pay attention to these strengths.
And And sometimes everybody, I'm saying what she does, I'm saying a little bit differently, is when you're out there looking for, like, I've known people before that were drawn to become lawyers, and they feel pressure to be a certain kind of lawyer. But if you really understand law, it's really about perspective and how you look at things differently and how you debate and kind of argue with that. And I've seen a lot of people who've gone there and they have this vision of what a lawyer is supposed to be, and they get stuck in it and not realize is that, I mean, I've got a lot of friends that are lawyers, but they're businessmen because the legal background, really, as they say, they taught me how to think. That's really what they were drawn to, and they like to learn, and they're not lawyers, but they've kind of gotten out of that mold. But if you adopt this thing and you feel the pressure, you've got to do it a certain way, sometimes you lose, like, if I went to law school, I got to be a lawyer. You're feeling pressure to do that, and that obstructs your, like, wait a second, I really am drawn to that. I really don't like to be a law. I like the thinking process. Really, I want to be able to use that in a way that might be different, maybe in business and stuff like that. And again, I think that pressure can show up because it narrows what you pay attention to and kind of crowds that stuff out, if that makes any kind of weird sense. I mean, we're saying the same thing. I'm just putting it on like a situation to illustrate it. Anything to add?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the narrowing too much doesn't really open you up. And it also goes against people's stories. If you really listen to a lot of, very successful people's stories, it was that they paid attention and they started to explore a strength, rather than that they felt they had to be in a specific career. And then they went and investigated, how did I use this strength? Or they followed a passion.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Carol, I want to wrap this up. What's interesting to me is that when people talk about talents and strengths and gifts, it's funny because they use that word around like it's easy out there. And I think actually nailing these things down is not that simple. I don't think it's as simple as taking a strengths finder test and it says that you're analytical. I mean, I think it takes a lot more digging than that. Thoughts?
Oh, I absolutely think that. And I think that that's the message we should be sending to people, is that they have to take the time to pay attention to their passion, how they'd rather spend their day, what ignites their brain, all of that kind of stuff, rather than just to take some test and then move forward.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It's kind of funny because one of the things that I think is interesting is observing the, like, basic observations, like just self-observation is actually really hard, because once you identify what it is, it's always interesting to me. It's so obvious. You wonder why it was hard to see. But it's hard to see because you're not really looking for it. You don't know what it looks like. And when you're trying to get to these things, I think it is really difficult for people because they force it as opposed to let it reveal. And I always tell this story in this space, is a carnivore has no need to know that it's a carnivore. But if it ever said, I wonder what I am, like – what a vast and expansive question that is. I mean, it's really, where do you start? I mean, do you have a hypothesis? But if you do, you're kind of narrow. Then, so as I describe it, it's like, you just kind of watch yourself. It's like, you know, I'm always panting when I'm eating. Oh, I noticed that. Like, I wonder why that is. Well, huh. I guess I was always chasing something before I'm eating it. Huh, I wonder what that is. Oh, I'm a carnivore. It's like this weird thing that this self-observation and really kind of understanding who you are and what's coming easy to you. Once you identify it, it's black. I mean, it's so obvious, it's obvious, but it's hard to see because it is so obvious. And I think the key here is to realize it's difficult and let it reveal itself for you and don't force it. And we hope today we gave you some ideas in terms of the characteristics to look for. Like, oh, look for yourself panting metaphorically. That might help you reveal really what kind of comes easy. So with that, Caroline, anything to add before we wrap it up?
Just pay attention to what you're paying attention to and have a good time.
All right, everybody. We hope you enjoy the show. Check out Caroline McGuire at anycoaching.com. You can learn more about Jeff Copper at didcoaching.com. We hope you enjoyed the show. Catch us next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.